This show is brought to you by Ballantine's. Ballantine's. Stay true.
The top-rated African festival is happening again after a long break. The Bushfire Festival is coming and we will take you there. It's the road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Musketeer, keeping you up to date with all things Bushfire.
It's me, Musketeer, and welcome to the Road to Bushfire show. Now, this is the show that is leading up to the Bushfire Festival event. What is a Bushfire Festival event, you might ask? Well, Bushfire is the top-rated African festival by the BBC. Huh? And guess what? I am going. Yes, I'm going to be on the bill at the festival, and I don't want to be alone in that journey, so I thought I might just as well share it and create a whole show around it. So what I'm going to be doing and on the show is going to be interviewing some creators and talking to them. I mean, there's many different components to this, right? Not only am I going, I'm going with somebody else, somebody that is actually quite dear to me, a homie of mine, that is DJ Alu, and he's going to be in studio, and we're going to be talking to him in just a little bit. So that's going to be fantastic, not going alone. That's not enough, though. We are still looking for a third DJ on top of that. So there is a live DJ competition that's happening at the end of this where you get to send in your mix and you would be able to join us in this great journey. But not only the DJ. No, there's some cool people that will be joining us as well. And of course, there are some competitions that you have to look out for to see whether you can win yourself something out there as well. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be an interesting show. But that's what we do because we just do it our way. Yeah, that's me and Alu, and everyone else is going to be on the show. Now, to kick it off, I wanted to kind of showcase a song that has me by the throat right now, and that is the song by Benny the Butcher and J. Cole called John P's Caddy. Now, this song is dear to me because bars, absolute bars. You got to be listening to those bars. They're fantastic. Elder rappers, get your pens out and learn these flows because, if you ain't doing it like that, you ain't doing nothing. No further ado, though, John P's Caddy, Benny the Butcher, and J. Cole.
It's the road to Bushfire, the road to two stages, five zones, and one experience. Proudly sponsored by Ballantine. There is no right way to party.
Talk for it, it mean a lot to me. You know, this shit don't feel as good as it look. I'ma keep it real with you. I'm straight though. The street made me what I am today.
No, I went so hard, I deserve it.
Ah, what you coming? This ain't my story about rags to riches, more about how I mastered physics. In a game I used to train like Rocky, catching chickens. I was nice, but they was right when they told me that rap was business. I had 10 bands in my stash when I passed over half a million. Come easy, no good, don't be surprised I'll last these. It's like they put out a smash, then they gone in a flash, admit it. And then they make tracks and disses like that's gonna add up the digits. They showing fake racks and pictures like that's gonna attract the bitches. That was really me. I ain't have to act and conflicted. Nah. Only difference is I'm living. And I would've whacked one of who knew that after drug dealing, I still be casual spending mil plus annual income. So here's my manual and some. And it's Eastside stealing me. My ability to turn words to imagery. Probably the reason they gon' remember me. Figure we walk this tightrope with a feline's agility. The streets did so much to me, I could never live civilly. I could never leave a scene without checking my mirrors visually. Come with that energy, cause gon' always stick with me. They wanna know what I brought to Griselda. I say validity. They asking what work I put in. I'm like, what didn't we? Problems, then I correct. Through the obstacles, I progress. Illogical for them to feel they responsible for our success. Besides Kanye West, tell me who else I gotta respect. Cause I'm kinda perplexed. It's about time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher. Let's go.
About time that I got my respect. It's the Butcher. Yeah. Cold world, Griselda, you know what I mean?
Griselda.
You know what it is? When I show up, I'm on 10.
Not nine.
On the night I was born, the rain was pouring. God was crying, lightning struck, power outage, sparks was flying. The real ones here, the young boy that walked with lions. Around the outlines of chalk where the corpse is lying. Of course I'm trying to revive a sport that's dying. But the guns and the drug bars that y'all relying. Got these nerves thinking that you hard as iron. But that just mean I ain't as comfortable as y'all with lying. Stretching the truth, no I never stress in the booth. They feel the pressure, me I feel like I just left them a masseuse. Effortless, how I'm skating on these records is proof. I put your favorite rapper neck in the noose, never letting them loose. Cold world, the heater blast of your speaker. He the last of Mohicans, no weakness last in my sneakers. Want me on the song, he gon' see the wrath of the reaper. I'm probably gon' go to hell if Jesus asks for a feature. I'm higher than they don't need a bag full of reefer. Some see the glass is empty, I see a glass full of ether. Collecting his bread and mass like he a Catholic preacher. Just to count in cash, you might need a calculus teacher. Eureka, Einstein on the brink of the theory of relativity. Really no MC equal, feel me, Copen be lethal. Crip like an old MTV show. On God, the best rapper alive, headshot. Now go and ask the best rappers that died. They tell you he never lied.
And yes, I am back. That was John P's Caddy by Benny the Butcher and J. Cole. Now, them two went toe-to-toe on that one. Could you hear? Yo, that's why that song has me by the throat. I actually learned those lyrics off by heart in like 2 weeks because I just had to do it. Now, as promised, in the studio with me is Alu, or DJ Alu. Now, Alu is a phenom in the Namibian music industry, ne?
Wow.
Because you have been on the scene for such a long time, right?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I just started yesterday, but thank you for having me. And what? Thank you for calling me a phenom. Wow.
What do you mean you just still feel like you started yesterday?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we kind of always feel like you're just getting started.
Serious?
Yeah, because now that I'm also, I feel like I'm coming into my own as a producer as well.
Ah.
As an artist. So it's like that new kickstart, that new refresh I needed. And also, I guess, due to the pandemic.
Okay.
Because we weren't allowed to kind of do our work for like 2 years.
Yeah,
so
but not
on and off.
But that's not it for you, right?
Because yeah, no.
I mean, as a club owner as well, there was other worries too.
Exactly,
eh?
But you know, playing is something that we love regardless. So when you can't do that,
no,
you
for
feel
sure.
Like
that, those first months in the pandemic, right?
Yeah,
it was like a whole situation because
it
like
did not feel real.
It really not, eh?
Yeah,
really
it did
not. It's like trying
real.
To figure out new ways of recording and what are we doing at home now? Are we just gonna sit and practice? What's the deal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that was crazy. So how long have you been DJing?
Right now, goodness, it's nigh on 10 years now as an actual, like, profession.
10 years as an actual profession?
Yeah.
Man.
And, like, I started in high school already. So that if you add that on, it's an extra 5 or 6 years. But that's, like, bedroom DJing and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's what
so,
I mean.
So, like, yeah, started, like, at 19, sneaking into London, asking Droopy, hey, do you mind if I try this and stuff like that? He'd give me a Wednesday just to try. I'll never forget it. The first night I actually tried to play on CDJs, I wanted to quit.
Serious?
Like, hey, it's like virtual DJ, simple. And it's where I met one of my best friends in music, Vian, that same night. We were like, watched a lot of Tomorrowland videos, thought it was simple. Train wreck after train wreck after train wreck after train wreck. And then luckily, the legendary Calvin Strauss, also known as DJ Droopy, asked me to come back the next week simply because I just played one song that he liked.
Is it?
Like, that's it. It was the Modified Beats remix of Billie Jean.
Oh, wow.
Like, and after that, yeah.
That was it.
But it was not because of my technical prowess or anything, because there was none.
You know what the funny thing is? Like, you know, that Wednesday at Droopy's at London is actually legendary because, you know, yeah, that's kind of where also things got real for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the beginning it was like Mixed Track Pro, you know, you could do that and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But then those CDJs there.
Yeah, the 350s.
Yo, the 350s, the legendary one.
Yeah.
No, that was cool for me, for real. So you're more of an electro DJ, right? That's your direction.
Electronic music is you know, my bread and butter. So to
you
say,
have a,
I love everything. But
do you have a favorite genre within that?
Right now, I do really like bass house and tech house.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like anything I make right now. That's the crazy part. Because
so what do you make?
I do not have a word for it. Because if I'm to play it to you, you'll understand.
Okay.
You know, it's a lot more mid-tempo. It's, you know,
okay,
the speeds are a lot different from what I would play. I can sneak some into a set depending on the time of day the set is. But
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what drove you towards that music?
Because the thing is, the music I like to play and the music I like to listen to are completely different.
Oh,
so okay. Then, when you're making it, there's that combination.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like what elements I'd like to hear on the dance floor, but I'm like, this wouldn't necessarily work on a club because it's like, it's something you could drive to or something, but like you could just chill and zone to. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So like that producer journey must have been quite the one. Hey, like, how was it switching from DJing and then actually starting to produce?
It is one of the strangest things ever because now you're like, okay, to reach that next level, naturally you have to produce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then the thing is, it's like, okay, then I tried everything. I'd make like dubstep, trap, you know, stuff I actually do enjoy making still. Mm-hmm. And then through honing different genres and trying them out, you kind of find what's naturally you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's
sure.
kind of where I feel I'm getting to right now.
Wow. Okay, well, because you know what, for me it was the other way around, you know that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, so exactly. You were a producer first.
Exactly. So what you're saying, like in high school, that's where you started DJing, like that's where I kind of started playing around with production and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it kind of carried me throughout the years, and then only 5 years ago now, right, that's when I started DJing. That's, I mean, you would know. You were there.
Yeah, exactly.
You were there. Mm-hmm. Yo, Alu. Do you have a favorite song right now that you want to showcase?
Yes, right now it's Lost Frequencies, Where Are You Now, but the Kungs remix, because it's very rare that you can find a track. It's a very good, like, popular commercial dance song, but then what Kungs did to it, oh my goodness, it made it very funky, and the bass line is just one of those where it's got that kind of disco feel, but it's not entirely that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try and sneak into every set I play right now. Even if I'm playing a hip-hop set, I will sneak it in. It's just got that infectious groove to it.
You see, I was with you until that hip-hop part.
Really, no, dude, like, I'm telling you, it's just one of those songs. It just works with everything.
Like the purist in me is just like, no, thou shalt not mix that. But anyway, let's listen to the song and let's see if Alu is right.
Go dance. Dance how they danced. Dance how you dance. Fast, slow, like no one's watching. Or don't dance. There's no wrong way. Ballantines, stay true. You and two friends stand a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime true music experience to one of Africa's hottest music festivals, MTN Bushfire in Eswatini. Buy a bottle of Ballantines and visit valentines.com/bushfire to enter. T's and C's apply. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18.
A road traveled is more fun with friends, and this stands true
with the Road to Bushfire show.
We are traveling to Eswatini with you. To join us,
go to valentinesbushfire.com.
Bushfire is proudly sponsored by Ballantines. Stay true and excellence will always be by your side.
Just like my favorite song goes.
Lost Frequencies, Where Are You Now, but the Kung's remix. The chosen song by Alu. Quite the one, you know, because there are so many remixes out there, and it's like one of the real, like usually it has like that super commercial electro house feel to it. But with this remix, wow. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. I don't know if I can excuse it in a hip hop set, but.
Yeah, no, I was just messing around with your feelings there.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. You know, but you also know where it hurts, né?
Yeah.
You also know where it hurts. Now, Alu, let's get to know you a little bit more, right? So I got a few questions for you that you are gonna have to answer.
Okay.
So first question being, what is your personal life, what in your personal life has influenced you to choose your career?
I won't lie to you. It's most probably my older sister.
Okay.
Because growing up, she'd just constantly be playing music, all kinds of music, and like her music taste kind of rubbed onto me.
Uh-huh.
It started with a bit of Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, and then she started playing progressive trance at a point. And
Then
I was like, okay, I kind of dig this.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it started getting my love for electronic music directly from her.
Okay. So basically, but that was the love for the music. And what made you then go from the love of music to actually then actively participating in music?
That is a pretty long and deep story.
Okay.
But it was basically me not being happy with what I was doing at the time.
Oh, okay.
You know, sometimes you're forced to choose a career direction to make other people happy.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, I have to try and make two people happy at this point. Mm. What am I going to do to make me happy? So what started as a hobby, I decided to commit to.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Okay, next question being, do you strive to be unique in your creative endeavors? Which I'm guessing is a yes. And then please explain.
I think whatever comes to you naturally or what feels genuine, that's where your uniqueness lies. Because so many times, I mean, it's music, it's art. You'll always get inspiration from anything around you and those you look up to. But when you stay true to yourself and when you feel like this is actually me, this is what I like, that's where the uniqueness comes from.
Yes and no, I would say. Like from my side of it, right? Because the thing is, like, exactly what you're saying is actually true. Like where you find your comfort, that's where you're actually true. But sometimes I like to step out of the comfort zone just to see if I can.
I wouldn't say, like I said, I wouldn't say comfort exactly, but I'm saying what comes, let's say I like melodies and pads.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, when I'm creating my process and stuff like that, but what I was trying to create for the dance floor, when I was trying to say, I need to make a song that will hit the dance floor, it doesn't have those elements, you know, predominantly. So I'm like, okay, but this is me. So in terms of a creator, that's what I'm going to create. I'm going to build it around that, even with the things that are not really natural to me. And then I think that's where the uniqueness comes from.
That's where you go. Okay. Just approaching things in your own way. Okay.
Yeah.
So, big question, like, what do you do to keep yourself motivated and interested in your work?
It's kind of seeing where I started or where I'd come from to where I am now. And also to realize, like, it would be a pretty dull story if it ended here. Because I'm one of those people who loves a great story. So I do it for the story more than anything.
You do it for your personal story.
Yeah, or for just a great story.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, if the story ended now, it would be a boring story.
I don't think so. But like, for me, I just feel it could be better.
No. No.
There's so many more heights I have to reach. So I feel.
Maybe that. But the thing is, like, where you are already, like, the story. Like, if I put together the story of where you came from to where you are now. Jesus. What do you mean? What more do you want?
I don't know.
Okay, no, of course there's a lot more. But I'm just saying, exactly. One more.
No, for me, the fact that there's still more out there is exciting.
Yeah, not true. You that know, is definitely thing, true. Yeah. Like that, you don't know where the end is.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah, no, I love
that. No, that's the thing. You don't know where this kind of artistic journey can take you.
Yeah. No, the thing is, you know what, with that keeping yourself motivated part, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say, I can't or don't or it's, something like that, because it's like, it's just second nature.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's become to such a point where it's like, it's just second nature. It's like, it doesn't feel right when you're not at it, but sometimes, yeah, you do get frustrated and whatnot.
That's what I also wanted to ask you as someone who has been, let's say, creating longer than I have.
Yeah.
do you not just feel unmotivated and get like writer's block and just feel like everything that you're making is terrible at the moment?
Yeah, no, I've been through those
How
phases.
Do you get out of that? Because that's what I struggle with till this day, where it's like everything I'm making is nonsense.
Yeah. Then, but the thing is, what I do, right, is I try to identify where the nonsense is, right? Mm. So I kind of go through and it's like, what didn't I like about this? What could I have done better, right? Yeah. Or just park it on the side. And it's like, you know, when you really have creator's block?
Yeah.
Then it's the perfect time to just test certain techniques. So for example, when you're talking about pads and you say you have writer's block, right? And you don't know what to do with those pads, then why not try different techniques of layering them? Yeah. So you have your bass notes, your mid notes and whatnot, and just kind of see how you can have like chord progressions or learn something, or then in terms of that, learning something new. Like, what I then went into do is like kind of melodies, each melody or each scale has its own mood. So I was just like, okay, let me just quickly create something with this, but it's not to necessarily have a song that stands out at the end. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's just practice. And you just kind of get through that until at the end of that, at some point in time, you will make something great. And then you're just like, okay, I cracked it. Okay. And that's how you kind of get through it. Or it's how I get through it.
Yeah. That's solid advice that I'll take. I'll take.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad I could help. Okay. Another question is, if you had to start over, would you choose a different path in your career?
No. Not at all.
Right?
I've just met too many amazing people on the route.
Yeah.
And I think that more than anything is worth its weight in gold.
You know what? Another question that somebody asked me though was like, would you, if you had kids, would you recommend them to go in the same path?
No. That is actually because it is a very, very difficult path to go. And you know, when it's kids, it's like you kind of want to protect them and make life as good as you can for them, as easy as you can. And this, I tell you, not, but it is rewarding.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I also want to be the kind of parent who supports them in any way I can. Mm-hmm. So at the same time, I would say if it's your dream, I'll support you in any way. But as long as you're willing to put in the hours, the work and everything else, 100%. But if it's to do it the way I did it, I'd say no, my dude, my dudette, because it is difficult.
Yeah, no. You know what? You know what? Exactly that. It's like you want to protect the kids and make it as easy as possible for them.
Yeah.
But I also feel like we would be great parents when it comes to, hey, I want to be XYZ, because you're going to be like, I go for it.
Exactly.
It might suck. Yeah. But, you know, guess you're going to be here until 40.
So yeah, exactly. You know, so I'm like, you know, the thing is, if you've got the drive and you're willing to put the work in, 100%.
For sure. Okay. Last but not least, what is the best advice that you have been given?
If you're true to yourself and if it's genuine, if you know it's genuine, other people will see it too.
Okay.
Because the thing is, there's so many times, and I guess people can relate to what they want to relate to, you know, but if you are doing something earnestly and honestly and with love and passion without ulterior motives, let's say it's for the fame or for that and stuff like that, but if it's for the love of something and the purity of something, it will always come through. People will always relate to it.
Well, and that's why we're here. Yeah. Thank you, Valentine's.
Very, very humbled. Still feels unreal.
For sure. All right. So now we're going to cut to a song that is by one of the up-and-comers right now. Not actually up-and-comers. He is a legend, but he actually has music coming out very soon. A song that I produced, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So this is The Boy Jay, and the song is "When It's I Drop When It's Correct." So yeah, I produced that. There's a big story behind that one as well. It's pretty cool. But give it a listen.
The Road to Bushfire with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer. Join them in celebrating true creativity.
Proudly brought to you by Ballantine's.
Feel alone when surrounded by plenty. I dated Jane, then got married to Mary. Grown now, wait, just you could tell me I lived it all. I did that in my 20s. Changed direction in my 30s, it's scary. You ask what's inside of me, I suffer from anxiety. Working on myself to set myself free while everybody busy taking selfies. Nigga, please, I've been in the kitchen whipping, dog. You smell what I'm cooking, the people's champion. You can tell how my music be rocking.
figured out what I was running from. Now a nigga running for. Watch his face and see what the boy Jay got in store. Blessing mics, reaching heights, get the money or the heist. It's guaranteed you gon' see me on your TV screen. So off your likes, never been about the hype. Was stuck in the dark, now I'm chasing the light. It's ironic cause one of my favorite rappers they like. I'm about to hit to the hot light. Rappers delight, the gamers lack of fire, so I gave y'all the light. Got some mission upon my chest that I need to recite. My inner flame was burning out, I just had to ignite. Had a firm grip on hope, I was going through the most. Just to clear my mind, I take a trip to the coast. Cause when you feel like no one cares and nothing matters, I speak for broken souls. The moment that glass shatters, I so late at myself, I noticed the same pattern. Then decided to take charge, I needed to change action. Writing songs that connect with y'all is my passion. So quit asking when I'm dropping the projects. Not yet, I'm programming my mindset. Give me a sec, I just need a digest. If up the time and I drop when it's correct. What? Up the time and I drop when it's correct. So quit asking when I'm dropping the project. Not yet, I'm programming my mindset. Give me a sec, I just need a digest. If up the time and I drop when it's correct. I drop when it's correct. Up the time and I drop when it's correct. I drop when it's correct. Up the time and I drop when it's correct. Yes.
Yeah, that was a boy Jay with a song I drop when it's correct. Yes, I produced that. The boy's got bars, isn't it? Now, what we have to do is we have to step into the more, let's say, interesting part of this show, right? So the point is, as we said, we're looking for a third, right, Alu?
Yeah.
We are looking for a third DJ to join us when we are heading to the Bushfire event in Eswatini on the 27th of May. So we're going to be there and we're going to be playing and we need a third DJ. So what you got to do, either you yourself, if you are a DJ, or if you know someone who is a DJ, send through your mixes to us right now. Send your mix to musketeer@freshfm.com.na. 15-minute mix, include a short bio of yourself, a pic, and don't forget your social media handles as well. That's for you. Send them in right now. But today we're going to start off with a mix by Alu. Alu, what's this mix all about?
This was a warm-up mix for the first festival I had played in, I don't know, since post-pandemic. It was a very intimate, amazing festival. It's called The Spitzkopper Between a Rock and Hard Place. That will be happening on the same weekend as Bushfire. And whoever can attend it, please do.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Awesome. So this is one where I was like, okay, what do I like again? Or what am I about? Yeah. So I went and dove and dug deep and found songs that I kind of like again to kind of feel my festival groove, because I guess like Club Alu and Festival Alu and Corporate Alu are all different people. And that's more of a platform where I can kind of express myself, because now you're here to kind of see what the artist can showcase, really.
Oh, wow. So now
that's basically what I really like to play.
Okay. So yeah, this is like purely you now.
Yeah, well, like what I like to play.
I can't wait to hear this. Here we go. This is Alu's mix. The entry that, well, basically, you know, it's just for giggles. But hey, it's still fantastic. This is the bar to get to, really. It is. Let's get into the mix.
The top-rated festival in Africa is back. The Bushfire Festival in Eswatini is happening on the 27th of May.
You can join the epic experience.
Keep listening to find out how.
Bring back that feeling. Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about. That feeling that's been gone for way too long. Remember when the music felt so good? I don't know where we went wrong.
Find my mind. introduce you to that light.
Wow, quite the mix. But now this mix is 40 minutes long, so we can't actually get to the end of it, but it is on Mixcloud. I think we'll drop the link on the socials, right? Or follow Alu on the socials, you find the mix there. So just tell us, like, cause you know, this mix seems to be like a story that you're telling actually. It's not just, you know, just what you like to play. It seems like a build up and all that jazz.
Yeah, that's what I ideally like to do. Mm-hmm. It's you start it gradually or mm-hmm. depending on what. Because I'm the kind of guy, I never know what I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. Like, or set list. I'll have a selection of tracks I want to play. Mm-hmm. Because you never know what the person before you is also going to play.
Exactly.
You know, let's say they end on a song you're going to start with. Mm-hmm. But that's a nice thing where everybody's getting to that point where they kind of have their own unique sound. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is you start off gradually. Okay, this is nice. This is cool, easy, and then like midway through you're like, where am I right now? Why am I stumping my feet? Why am I up grooving? Why am I up dancing? So that's how I felt to go about it, because there's always that one song where you feel like there's like, it just changes everything, the whole mood of the mix. And those are the beautiful songs. Uh-huh. The ones that can kind of pick up the tempo, but in a subtle way.
Okay. So basically you're also playing towards those songs. So basically, like, let's say, like sometimes you have these songs where you have milestones, so mm-hmm. to speak, right? So you know, okay, I need to change it up at this point, right? Yeah. So everything that happens before that point needs to lead up to that point, right? Okay, and then you take it from there and keep on building. And that's like the ultimate control as a DJ that you have, right? And that's what you kind of love. Like, you kind of get to tell your story through music. And I think that's my favorite part about DJing.
No, it is. It's a remarkable feeling.
Yeah.
It's like, something that you can't compare to anything else.
It's like, especially when people don't know why they're dancing or they don't know why they're grooving right now. Mm-hmm. Or better yet, you know what the best seal of approval is, but the one that I hate? When people start requesting songs. Every time they start grooving, they start requesting songs. So give me a stage where no one can request.
Let me tell my nice story.
Well, that's festivals. It from us. As we said, do send through your mixes to us if you want to be part of this great festival. Yes, there's a chance for you to actually stand on stage next to us and next to some of great artists in the backstage area. There's VIP treatment. It's a whole weekend paid. Flight, everything. So all you have to do is send through your 15-minute mix to the musketeer@freshfm.com.na. Include your name, include a short bio, a pic preferably, and your social media credentials so how we can follow up. And then may the best person win. Of course, you know, we'll have to have like a draw and like a light a pick, you know. So throughout the weeks, we will be picking specific mixes and play them on the show right here so you can also have a listen and judge the situation. Alu is with me on this journey. We're here together from now on and we're going to talk to some cool people. It's going to be fantastic and I can't wait. Deuces, we're out.
Cheers.
And that was the Road to Bushfire show with DJ Alu and DJ Masketeer, the lead up to the greatest festival in Africa. We can't wait to party with you.
This show was brought to you by Ballantines. Ballantines. Stay true.